For this meeting, City of Berkeley Lake Planning Zoning Commission, May 12th, 2026, it is 7:15. Everyone had a chance to look at the agenda for today?
Yes.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And approval of minutes from April 14th?
Yeah, I move that we approve them.
All right, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, there being no old business, we'll move on to new business. We have Planning Zoning Variance 26-03, that's at 540 Lakeshore Drive, variance section 78-89G3, to build a boathouse closer than 75 feet from the opposite shore. Did you guys get a chance to go through this?
Yes, I did.
I went through it in detail and then dangerously took my boat back there in your cove, because I'm not sure how deep it is back there.
Not terribly.
Yeah. You want to step up to the mic like you probably did last time and introduce yourself for the record and your address, name and address?
I'm Barry Newton. I'm 540 Lakeshore Drive, Berkeley Lake, 30096.
Okay. And do you have any information at all that's not already in the packet?
Yeah, I do. I realize that it's probably not a slam dunk as to what I'm trying to explain here, so I took some satellite pictures and doctored them up a little bit. It might help. So I can show you those. If you want me to, I'll tell you the history of what happened here. What you see here on the screen is what was there before. This part here, this deck was before all that.
Oh, this is too cool.
And so what happened was a tree across the cove fell on it and destroyed it. And so it was removed, and that's the way it stands right now. About a year ago, I went and got a variance to rebuild it the way it was, and also got approval. This is where the boat normally sits and has sat since about 2022 when I bought the place.
Can I interrupt real quick? Because I wasn't real clear in here. This is what it used to look like.
It is, but this is also the variance that was approved last time. Because it shows both. And the only difference between what it used to look like and the variance is this dashed line right here was I wanted to add on a roof to cover where the boat sits.
Okay.
And that's the thing that was going to get closer to the opposite shore than where we were before. And at the time, I thought I could build that roof without putting posts in the lake. And so I was just going to put a footing in and cantilever it. But you can't really, it turns out you can't go 10 feet on a cantilever and expect it to survive a windstorm. So I'm back with a different plan, and I did a compromise here that I hope will convince you guys that that's a good one. And so this is kind of what's approved. The closest it was at to the shore directly across was 31.5 feet at the approval of the last one, and that's the edge of the roof line that I was going to build with no posts.
Roof, remind me how high above the water that roof is going to be.
10 feet ish. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do, and this is what I was looking to do differently, is I just cut the whole thing down to just this portion and got rid of all that down here. The only difference between this and the old one, other than the parts I got rid of, was I want to put posts along here to support the end of the roof.
So the dimensions of the lower dock and the upper dock are the same from a depth standpoint, just not as wide?
It's not as wide. Same as the depth. But I did one other thing, too, is while the lake was down, I went ahead and slid the whole thing back 5 feet into the shore. So now you can kind of see that my closest distance to the other shoreline is 37.5 feet. So I'm given an extra 5 feet, well, a little more than that, because I had to make it a little bigger to accommodate the post next to the boat and all that kind of stuff. But there's an extra 5 feet of clearance. And so I'm hoping my extra 5 feet of clearance is enough to say, okay, it's okay to put posts in the lake now. And that's pretty much the essence of what I wanted to do, different from last time. And I can show you these satellite shots.
Yes.
This is the same thing you see in the drawing in 2023 and 24, where my boat was pulled up to the old dock, which is exactly the same footprint. This port right here is the part I want to rebuild, you know, the part that goes in right here. And so this is where the boat sat, and it's about 31 and a half feet, the boat itself, from the opposite shore. I mean, that's a rough, it's a footer this way or that. And I did this with a laser measurer at night, so it's pretty close. And this is the same thing a year later. It's the boat still sitting there, still the same distance. And so I overlaid what I wanted to do on the current satellite shot from after when the dock was dismantled, which was just, this was taken in late 25, I think. And you can see the new roof line will be 37 and a half feet from the opposite shore. And so the boat's gonna sit 5 feet closer to the shore than it was before.
And is that entire lower dock actually above ground?
This is, yeah, this is the lower dock, lower section of the dock.
Yeah, but it's not actually over any water right there?
It is over water. What I did was I put a concrete wall. So what I did was I dug a notch and put a concrete wall there. And so now it's kind of like a pier. And so instead of the shoreline kind of creeping up like this, it kind of comes out and drops off. And that way I can pull the boat right up against it.
Gotcha.
So I should have about 3 feet at the waterline, 3 feet of depth at the waterline, where it hits the new wall that we poured.
Okay.
And and then it gets deeper from there. So essentially, you know, I wanted to be sensitive to the fact that there needs to be some space to drive by. And so the net here is I'm going to add 5 feet of space to get by, even after building the roof that I want to build and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
The number, I know we were talking about something. I never really measured closest point. I always measured everything straight across the cove, as you can see. I went ahead and measured closest point because the shoreline, you can't kind of see it, but it kind of bumps out like right here and then goes on this way. You can't really see it, but it's still 31 and a half feet from that closest point. So I'm not asking for anything, right. I guess, more nonconforming than the last variance is kind of the reason I draw out that dimension. And that's pretty much the size of it.
And beyond your dock, there's one more dock, right?
Yeah, Sue's dock sits right about here. It's right, I don't know if you can see my cursor, but it's right about there.
Okay.
And yeah, it's, well, let's put it the way, she's got more room across here than I have across here,
right.
or even across here with my,
this
dock and the opposite shore. So, even with the old plan, she still had more room than I, so we both still have to squeeze through this section. This is nice too, because now I can actually turn my boat without having to back it up five times. So.
Yeah, I guess if I understood it correctly off the drawings, that the choke point right now is from the corner of your boat roof to the dock or the neighbors.
I'll show you that. Yeah, that was this point.
It shows on that dimension.
Yeah, this one right here. Yeah, this is the choke point.
Right.
And this is definitely no worse than it was before. In fact, it's better, because before where my boat was sitting, I was only getting about 21 feet from the corner where my boat sits. Nobody really griped about that. And now with the new roof and the posts and everything, we're still about 5 feet better than we were before.
Is your boat slip? Can you pull in from both directions, or are you?
I'm just gonna be posts in the lake. I'm gonna have to get those guys from whoever it is to drive me 4 posts, and I'm gonna set the roof on it, and that's gonna be the end of it. I don't have room to put a walkway. I'd be nice, but I don't really have room to put a walkway. And you know, I kind of like the idea of being able to circle around and pull through. So,
does the boat dock or house, whatever it is, on the opposite side of your neighbors there,
mm-hmm.
is that if one pulls the boat away from there, does that open up anymore?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, because my post, I, you know, to support the roof, the post would still be there.
No, that's your side, yes.
Oh, his side.
The other side, is that similar situation?
His is a boathouse that has, it's actually a house.
House,
with
okay,
sides,
yeah. So
it's everything.
You can't make it wider by moving his boat.
No,
yeah. Because I think that's, to me, is the only difference, and I'm not really sure what the relevance is, but your original plan was that if the boat is not there, you would have had much more space to go through. Now removing the boat doesn't do anything because you have the posts.
No, you're right. And from that perspective, what I want to do here makes it about, well, it makes it 5 feet worse Because remember, if you look at where the old dock went to, it came out to here.
Right.
So I'm really only looking for about 5 more feet.
Right.
Of you know, permanent obstruction.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm not sure that, you know, whether the relevance is the dimensions with the boat there or with the boat not being there. Yeah. I mean, because I'm not sure that there's anything that...
Well, it's weird. The code talks about these structures, and it says inclusive of the boat slip, which is easy enough to do if the boat slip is carved out in a dock. But if you want to imagine that the boat slip is on the outside of a dock,
right,
which people don't do. I mean, you know, if somebody just, I'm going to build this dock, I wouldn't say, well, I'm going to add an additional however many feet to that because you're going to park a boat there. We don't have that conversation.
Right.
But that's exactly what you're talking about. So the structure right. piece is closer to the opposite shore under this plan in the lake. Now, from an aerial standpoint, it's further from the last plan because that roof was going to be closer to the opposite shore than anything now. Is that right, Barry?
Yes. I mean, there will be nothing... Yeah, I'm basically giving up almost 5 feet, I'm giving back almost 5 feet to kind of in, a,
right.
in an exchange for getting some permanent structure there, and hoping that's kind of enough. I don't think anybody's bringing any craft in there that's going to be more than 20 feet wide. I certainly hope not.
How far?
Maybe a dredging machine, but even that's not going to be 20 feet wide. So,
how far are those posts from the lake's edge before you carved out? Before you built the wall?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see. Well, the wall, let me see. I don't know if I got a good way to show that. This is the wall. The dotted line is kind of the new shoreline-ish. So the original shoreline, I guess, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think the original shoreline was right about here. Actually, where the wall is was probably the original shoreline.
Okay.
And so these posts are...
I'm just asking because...
Not sure. I don't know. Maybe
12 feet.
Maybe 10 feet. Yeah, maybe 12 feet at the most, I think.
I'm just asking because what you're really asking for is about 10 feet of projection into the lake from where the shoreline is. That's...
Yeah, from where the new shoreline, structure. I guess, yeah. Because the new shoreline is really going to become the pier portion of the dock because mm-hmm. the old shoreline will it'll kind of dead end into it. It's not, this is kind of just an illustration of the kind of the water line, but I don't think the water line is going to come back quite that far. It bends back just a little bit, But there's another concrete wall under this piece right here for support, and that is only going to sit maybe 2 inches above the water line, and so that right here. So the water line actually is right along here.
Okay.
And so, yeah, maybe 15 feet, but that's not the original shoreline because the original shoreline was way out here. And so we carved 5 feet into the shoreline. So I'm asking for a little bit, about
saying.
10 feet
That's
from, yeah, I'm asking okay. for about 10 feet, yeah.
Okay.
And this whole cove is only 40 feet wide. So meeting the 75 foot thing was probably a no-go from the beginning since, you know.
Lee, I did not read a concern in the staff findings. Is there a concern?
Truly, from a staff standpoint, this is a variance that you guys get asked to grant over and over again, and I don't really have the ability to do any more analysis or better analysis than you do as people that drive around on the lake.
Right.
So I feel like what Barry's saying is I tried to compromise and give this additional footage, but I need these permanent posts. And to Pekka's point, you know, that's what the reason this came back to you is because those posts are closer to the opposite shore
right.
than anything that you previously approved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the question
roof.
For you is
except
what,
the roof.
Except for the roof,
right.
but in the water, as far as the navigability of the water, which is what this is, I think, all about,
yeah.
why it exists to begin with.
Right.
So I guess I wish I could say that I was an expert on whether or not I think this is a big deal, but the reality is I'm not.
Okay.
I think that from a practical perspective, this is no worse. It might even be a little bit better than it was before. But the difference between the theoretical and practical is what do you think of the boat? Like if the boat is not there, then the current situation is a little worse than it was before. If the boat is there, it's better than it was before.
That's right. Yeah. No, I, you know, we...
I mean,
we boats are there most of the time, to be fair.
I don't actually have a problem with this, but I'm just saying that if we want to think about what is really happening here relative to what was approved last time,
right.
That's the change. That in from one perspective it's a little bit worse, and from one perspective it's a little bit better. And what we have always discussed here is that when somebody has one of these unsolvable problems that you cannot meet the technical code, what we're looking for is that the people do what can be done. And with that, I think this movement of the dock 5 feet backwards is, you know, that's action that has, you know, mitigated the constraint here.
Any thoughts, Dave?
No.
Okay. The we often talk about like a reasonable expectation. If you live on the lake, it's a reasonable expectation to be able to have a dock. And, you know, if you were here asking for 25 feet, we'd go, well, that's probably not reasonable since you bought onto this.
But it's not that, it's not, the issue here is really only the roof. I mean, that's what requires the posts.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I don't. Is there a reasonable expectation to have a roof on your boat, above your boat?
And there was a provision for a boat here before, so it's not a clean slate. We're really making. We're dealing with something that was damaged beyond repair.
But I think the previous round we already approved that, you know, this.
Yeah.
The dimensions as such, with the exception of the posts, which are a little bit closer, not as close as the side of the boat was, but they're closer than what the side of the dock was.
The difference is that we now have a permanent structure as opposed to something that was floating. Mm-hmm. And I don't see a problem with that given
Not floating, but cantilevered up at 10 feet. It was going to be cantilevered.
That's right.
Is that what you mean by floating?
No, I'm talking about the boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the boat.
Yeah. That's floating.
Yes. No, but there is a reasonable expectation to be able to build a dock that extends 10 feet into the cove, which is effectively what you're doing. Mm. You're building an immovable structure that's going to go 10 feet into the cove.
I'm not even going that far because he excavated to... Put a retaining
10 feet from the new shoreline, but yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Do I hear a motion?
I move that we approve this.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's it. But this was cool.
I'm glad y'all like it.
You know, Barry's the person that put it in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You put it in just for this?
Truly, the history is that when he came last year to get his variance, and we were already talking about it here, that we needed to upgrade the AV, he was hoping to be able to do what he did tonight, and he couldn't. And so we started talking, and then fast forward to now, and here you go.
Seems to love him.
Splossed at work, right?
Splossed at work, yeah.
I know, he's
and tomorrow he's pulling it all out.
You got a neat little document camera here? You can turn this on. And
that is really cool.
So you can see what's on the tabletop, theoretically, if it comes on. There we go. I mean, you know.
Oh, look,
so you can
put
a document
upside down. I bet you can reverse it, too.
Good quality.
Is it upside down for you?
No.
No.
I was going to say something, right?
That'll throw you off. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put a document, you know, document here.
And it's clearly not an overhead projector.
No, it's not an overhead projector.
What? You remember the ones that used to light up from above, and if you had a piece of paper in there for too long, it started to smoke?
We were just talking about that the other day.
Transparencies and ditto machines.
Yeah. Oh, this was before
transparencies?
Well, it wasn't before, but it was like we had an art teacher that wanted to show us art. So she brought the books in. And she said, now watch it, when it starts to smoke, let me know and I'll pull it out of there, because the light was so intense the lens was looking at this, not going through it, but was looking at it, so it had to be reflected off of here, not kind of bright enough to project.
Just don't put your stuff yet, because they still have.
I guess I need to end the meeting.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
I was gonna raise this.
Any citizens' comments?
All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second. That's it.
Also, just, there.